Hey everyone, I'm Leah Jacobson, and if you use essential oils, you've come to the right place. As a certified clinical aromatherapist with over a decade of experience, I'll be guiding you with practical information without learning complicated chemistry. This will ensure that you and your family stay safe while enjoying the benefits of essential oils. Enjoy season 4 of the podcast as we read through my latest book, Using Essential Oils Safely. Now let's get started. This might be a little unusual, but I thought I would pop in here a little bit of a quiz to test your knowledge about essential oils. Some people might see this introduction to essential oils and feel like, you know what, I've been in the essential oil circle for quite a long time. I don't think this section of podcast episodes is really anything that I can learn from. If you take a few minutes just to listen to some of these questions to test your knowledge, then you can really have a good idea of if these episodes are going to be something that you can learn something from. You just might be surprised. So let's go ahead and pretend we're in a classroom and I am your teacher and I am doing a verbal pop quiz. And if you are able to take actual notes or just make a mental note of how many questions that you know the answers to. This is not about the right or wrong answers right now. I'm not going to actually give you what the answers are because it will be a spoiler for everything you're about to learn in the next few episodes. But see how confident you feel about if you know the answers. Okay? All right. Question number one. Essential oils are the highly concentrated oil-soluble constituents or components of plant matter. True or false? Here's another true or false question for you. Growing conditions can affect the quality of the plant and therefore the therapeutic value of the essential oil. True or false? Of the following factors, which ones affect the growing conditions of the plants later turned into essential oils? Your options are climate, temperature, quality of soil, amount of rainfall, altitude, brand. Question number four. During steam distillation, what factors are involved for an ideal extraction? Your options are to select all that apply of the following: determined amount of time, specific pressure, certain temperature. Question number five, what is reflected in the quality of an essential oil? Here are your options. Select all that apply. Plant parts used during the extraction process, type of distillation equipment used, temperature selected for distillation, length of time plants are being extracted, exact pressure used during extraction, brand. Question number six. Do essential oils last forever? Yes or no? Question number seven. What are the three main things that make essential oils go bad? Here are four options. Brand, oxygen, heat, and light. Which three? Question number eight. Do cobalt blue bottles offer the same protection against UV light as clear bottles? Yes or no? Question number nine. What are some things that do not affect the shelf life of an essential oil? Select all that apply. Opening the jar frequently, leaving caps off for a length of time, placing in sunlight or artificial light, keeping in a warm place, getting water or other things in the essential oil bottles, brand. Question number 10. Name two best ways to tell when an essential oil has gone bad. Here are three options. By the smell, by how your skin reacts, by the taste. Question 11. Refrigeration can extend the shelf life of your essential oils. Yes or no? How did you do? Do you think you did pretty good? Do you think you might learn something from the next few episodes of the Introduction to Essential Oils? If so, keep listening. This is Leah Jacobson, empowering you to use essential oils safely. I hope you learned something new today. Tell a friend about our podcast so they can learn too. All episodes are available at leahjacobson.com/podcast. To get a signed copy of my book or to access the course, which contains even more information, jump on over to my website, leahjacobson.com/book/course for those resources.